This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the...
Well, make no mistake, everybody trying to sit on the fence, you're not going to be able to do that much longer. We're in a major time of change. The globalists say they're about to destroy civilization. Klaus Schwab says it all. Why do they metaphysically, Leo Sagami? We've got a short segment, one more segment with you, and then only you cover your own points. But my question to you, last question I have right now is, why do they metaphysically need to tell us what they're going to do to us? Well, why do they do that?
Well, it's a sort of pre-programming, you know, of what we are about to be subject to. They are not really shy of saying what is coming up because they have been programming us all along, and the masses are already ready to receive whatever is their next message because they have, of course, they have been in control of Hollywood, they have been in control of the newspapers, of the various media, and now we have, of course, the incentive, which is a government like, for example, the Joe Biden government, which is open to censorship. And for them, this is very important because that means no voices of dissent will be allowed. And now they want to rediscuss Section 230. It's all about basically silencing the opposition and going forward with their own version of reality. Also, there is the satanic possession. The satanic possession, they are literally possessing more and more people. During the pandemic, we had an increase in the demands for exorcism in the Catholic Church. People locked up in their houses are facing not only their own demons, but they're facing demons that are grabbing them through modern technology. That is something that I've been discussing in this book, volume 6.66, is the fact that the demonic uses these days computer, uses basically the internet to get into your house and then, of course, possess those people who are weak. And unfortunately, the pandemic has made a lot of people weak. So that is what is happening here. We have an increase in demonic possessions because Satan wants your soul and wants to grab it in one way or the other. And then the Vatican is not protecting you from all this. They actually, at the beginning of the crisis, said, oh, there is less people who are possessed, who are people should stay in their homes. They shouldn't really meet with priests because it's dangerous. So they have not really been supporting Jesus or God in the fight against the devil. They've been supporting instead this guy, Klaus Schwab, and the whole Davos posse together with Prince Charles and the elite that wants us exterminated because, as you remember, the father of Prince Charles once said he wanted to come back as a virus to limit to destroy part of the world.
He said a particularly deadly virus to kill 80% of the world.
Yeah, so he died, but he died, of course, after this pandemic starts. But we know already there is new pandemic, new viruses that are monkeypox and many other things that have been prepared for us in the future. So the bacteriological warfare is ongoing, and unfortunately the normality we used to have will only be possible in our own communities where we will say, screw off this mask, we are free of living our life, but in mainstream society, they will be masked for the next 1,000 years. That's their intention. It's not a mask for the next 2 or 3 years. They will be masked forever.
And you said that on the show a year ago, and now they've announced it is forever, covering up the human face, made in the image of God. I want to ask you in closing in the next 2 minutes segment. We come back in 1 minute.
It makes the Muslims very happy, eh? Makes them at the fact that the woman covers herself.
And now the man too. No, exactly. It's all not look bad to have all the burkas running around. So we'll come back in 60 seconds. If Satan had his way, what would the world look like? We know he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but we'll talk about that in 60 seconds. Stay with us. The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set fast. They fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Leo Sagami's a best-selling author and a friend of mine. In 2006, he decided to walk out of what he perceived as the criminal side of New World Order. Sagami is still, at present, a Grand Master of the Ordo. He goes through the whole Masonic Lodge he was in, who are considered to be many the good side, the Vatican Illuminati. 2006, he started a small blog that concentrating his direct involvement in the New World Order and the secret societies commonly known as the Illuminati. Sagami is the author of 12 published books based on a variety of subjects, from the variety of the secret societies and the Vatican to geopolitical matters concerning the New World Order. Sagami now appears regularly on popular Italian TV shows and others around the world. LeoSagami.com. I've known about him at least since then. But tell us about your new book and just other key points you want to finish up the next 9 minutes.
Well, first of all, I want to just correct the fact that I'm no longer the Grandmaster. Since I had to leave Italy, I had to also leave my position because it was sincerely impossible to find a good side to Freemasonry and a good side within the Illuminati that will really
fight.
That's
an old bio I read. I apologize. Yeah.
No, well, I would say, yes, it should be updated to what has happened since 2019. As you know, I had to leave Italy because I was persecuted. They want to arrest me, and now I'm, of course, I've relocated here in the United States of America, where I'm trying to survive, still warning people, even if the censorship is increasing, about what has been happening, because people like me and you have been doing this for a long time. Satan wants a robotic world. Satan and Cyber Satan, like I call him in my book, is basically going to manifest ultimately for the artificial intelligence, but people are fighting with each other when the real enemy here is what is going to happen next, when robots and artificial intelligence will take over. There is not going to be any longer a human enemy to face, but it's going to be something truly evil that is also impossible even to imagine nowadays, because we don't have the capabilities of even imagine. Of course, science fiction has done many movies about it, Terminator and all that, but I think that the future is going to be even worse than any science fiction.
Sure, they're going to fly over and spray dust on us that goes into our cerebral cortex and our brainstem and just takes us over.
Yes, and they want to take us over, but first of all, they want to weak us also in our human relations, because, for example, they have been discussing over and over again what is dividing us. This critical race theory is all about dividing us. That's why the race relations between black and white are hitting an all-time low at the moment, when in reality, we are all part of the same human race. And we all face the same enemy in the years to come.
Well, let's expand on that. You know, if we weren't made in the image of God, what would Satan try to do with us? Why does Satan want to make us ugly, dumb us down, poison us, and kill us. But first make us turn from God, so I guess Satan gets the soul, gets the free will that angers God. Is that what it is?
Yes, but Satan also knows that this is his last possibility, and it's unfortunately manifesting in front of our eyes. So for us, living in the year 2021, now it seems almost impossible that we will be winning this war. That's why I ask all our viewers to have more faith in God, to have more faith and to find again the Holy Spirit that can guide them through these difficult times, and try also to help those people who, of course, have to have a lot of psychological problems with what is going on.
Sure, so what would God's end game be versus the devil's end game? The devil had complete free reign. What would that look like?
Well, of course, we know that the end game for God is to reflect upon the self, the kingdom of God. So already the phrase itself gives us an annunciation of things to come. It's not going to be a democracy, it's going to be a kingdom. This is going to be a little bit difficult to digest, but I will say that aside from that, this great republic in which we stand, created in 1776, most of the other forms of democracy have failed. The kingdom.
But the French Revolution was a devilish creation.
Definitely a diabolic creation, also because it was in France that Satanism evolved before any other country in the world. Approximately 5 centuries ago, with Caterina de' Medici, she celebrated, and she was the ruler of France, the first Black Mass. And this is something else that I also talk in my books about extensively.
We need more segments. Explain to us why they worship Satan, why they would have knowledge that God's real but choose Satan.
People now see Macron giving very strict and stringent laws, but Macron is coming from this tradition. Macron is itself a member of the Grand Orient de France. Grand Orient de France is a schismatic body of Freemasonry that from 1877 abandoned the belief in God and opened up to all the atheists. You are showing Caterina de' Medici, that by the way was also connected with Nostradamus. She was the one who wanted to save her kingdom by using black magic, and she wanted to also save her child that had some sickness. So what she did, she celebrated a black mass that sacrificed a baby. So basically she wanted to use this great evil in order to save her kingdom. So that already shows
and
you
that's why everything's based on pedophilia or hurting children, because that's the energy that Satan demands.
Absolutely. And then this Satanism that grew and grew in France then manifested ultimately in this revolution. This revolution that, of course, people would say there was a king that was not in touch with the people.
Sure, but even Lenin and all them admitted it. The French Revolution is where they got communism.
Absolutely, because the Illuminati, there was a guy from Italy, Philippe Buarotti, he came from Italy, he left Tuscany to participate to the French Revolution, was made a French citizen, and if you go in his Wikipedia, you can find that Philippe Buarotti, he was basically inspirational for Karl Marx. So Karl Marx.
Hold on. You can do more time doing it. I'm going to give you the floor like I've been doing. I want you to come out the next time and give us a brief 10-minute history of the Illuminati. But stop there. Tell folks, because I've read a bunch of your books. I've not read your new book. I want to get a copy. Maybe we should carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. But where do we get your new book? Spend a few minutes on what your new book covers.
Well, my new books, I have volume 6.66, which we discussed. I have also volume 4, which is a very important book, because here I talk about...
Yeah, I read
about,
that one. That's good, yeah.
And then, of course, I have a new edition of volume 5, which I have basically rewrote, adding 120 pages, based also on this pandemic and why it's so important for the New World Order. So there is a plan. The plan, of course, we know, was announced. Nobody believed in this this plan coming into fruition. But now that it's coming into fruition, we have to find also the solutions. That's a good thing that we are doing here today. We are trying to give the solution. We are trying to tell the ordinary folk how he should protect himself from all this. And the main thing is to understand that the Illuminati is not a myth, a legend. It's a reality. When I talk about Philippe Buonarroti, you can actually go and find...
George Washington wrote letters against the Illuminati and the French Revolution, even though some would say he was the head of the Illuminati. So you can see there's an eliminated group, then there's the false Illuminati, and that gets people confused. Let's come back from break and explain all that to people. Leo Zagami, amazing. How do people find the books again? LeoZagami.com, is that the best place?
Absolutely. Just go there or Google it, and you will find a way to find
the books. I want to read the new one because I read the other books. All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to hit on the Illuminati. What is it? What's its goal? How do we stop it? We know with Christ, that's how we do it. And he's going to leave us in 10 minutes, and I'm going to hit. I haven't hit this this other news on this universal eternal cell line news. Oh, you want to? I mean, this is real. Cells that never die. It's one dead black lady and one dead white kid that have this. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our guest from the old show in the fourth hour explained the Illuminati is a real historic thing. It's not a thing that's on movies or in cartoons. It's a real thing. What is the Illuminati? What do they mean with Satan is an inversion? They claim they're illuminated, but Christ illuminates, truth illuminates, God illuminates. But Satan was the light bearer, so kind of held that position for God. So in a way, it's not even really a counterfeit. It's that that was his sub job, but he lost that position. That's why he can masquerade as an angel of light. So Leo Zagami, give us a little brief history of the Illuminati, because you have been a real member of one of its main arms. People say, well, then how dare him? Well, we had the thief and the murderer on the cross with Christ. One of them believed in God and the other didn't. I mean, so you've worked through your works. You've done a good job. Anybody that looks at you and says, well, he was part of this, it came out of it. Well, they're obviously not really a real Christian, because we need whistleblowers. We need people that have joined evil to come out of it. You didn't do it consciously, but you realize it was bad later. Like Saul on the road to Damascus becoming Paul. Please continue.
Anybody can be saved. We see it with that great guy I like very much, Michael Lindell. So anybody really can be saved, believe me. Regarding the Illuminati, the Order of the Illuminati, as we know, it was born in 1776. And this guy, Philippe Buonarroti, joined it, and he wrote a book that became the quintessential text for all the revolutionaries. This book came out in 1828. It's known as The History of Babu Conspiracy of Equals. It basically proposes a strategy that will revolutionize society by stages, starting from monarchy to liberalism, then to radicalism, and finally to communism. So that's why I want to introduce to our viewers this figure, Philippe Buonarroti, because he is deemed as very important by the Illuminati up to this day, and is part of the problem that we are living, unfortunately. And so this French Revolution with Buonarroti, that joined the Jacobin Club and was a friend of Napoleon Bonaparte, that, by the way, then nominated himself emperor. So, I mean, the French have a lot of...
Out of their false revolutions always becomes an emperor. The Illuminati's plan under Adam Weishaupt, as you know, was to get rid of all the other orders and bring in an absolute tyranny.
Yes, and of course, then we have the distillery going one step further. When in 1877, the Grand Orient of France abandoned completely God, people like Lenin and Trotsky became involved. Lenin and Trotsky then experimented, of course, this tyranny in the Soviet Union and became inspirational for what became then the early stages of the Chinese Communist Party, which started their long struggle to achieve then in 1949 power and create, of course, what we have nowadays. So this is all part of a history that is to be studied in detail, because in Russia, for example, there was an infernal club that was a little bit like the hellfire clubs that we had here in this part, well, in Europe. So Lenin himself was an Illuminati, was the creator of something called the Grand Orient of the Russian people, and the Grand Orient of the Russian people substituted the Christian form of Freemasonry, which was present in Russia in until then, because in Russia they used to practice basically what is known as the Swedish Rite, which derives from a Christian form of Freemasonry. That Christian form of Freemasonry had to be abolished, and at that point he welcomed something different that of course has now taken over the world, because that's why it's so important what Macron is doing in France, because Macron and France are linked to that Polaire Lodge, which was the first lodge from abroad that was granted permission to reopen once the Soviet Union ended.
And tell us about George Washington's view. He was a Mason, Scottish Rite, but he spoke out against the Illuminati, said they were Satanists. So what was the schism before then? Because I think Washington meant to be a Christian. I don't think he was a bad person. So why was he criticizing the Illuminati when he was obviously part of something similar?
There is here a misconception. He wasn't really a Scottish Rite Freemason, because the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite started in 1805 with the establishment.
That's right. He was never even let in on the British royals. He was actually fighting that.
But yes, so he was actually in a form of Freemasonry that predates the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite, and is actually more Christian. So what happened with George Washington is that he had a Christian imprint, a Christian version of Freemasonry that he wanted to promote. That's why he was critical of the Illuminati that were trying instead to destroy that form of Freemasonry. And in 1782, they managed in a way to subvert Freemasonry thanks to
the word is that European arm actually, through the first psychiatrist, murdered George Washington, is what they say.
That's possible. I don't know about that, but I know that George Washington is regarded in high esteem by Freemasonry. Myself, when I was a member of Kirby Lodge 818 in London, I was always there admiring this beautiful painting that sits right inside the headquarters of the United Grand Lodge of England.
The point is, there's good and evil in every organization, yes. But some are found for evil, some are found for good.
Alex, unfortunately, though, I have to really admit, and it's very saddened this for me, that Freemasonry in this country today has been taken over by Satanists. The Grand Lodge of California, for example, requires you to get a vaccine to go and attend the lodge meeting. They actually have two officers between your entrance. And this is absolutely insane. So here we have also a former
Grandmaster. The International Museum of Human Rights, talking about satire becoming true, is now saying you must have an injection to go into it.
Yeah, and in here, the former Grandmaster of the Grand Lodge of California is openly criticizing President Donald J. Trump. Conservatives are basically being ghettoized all over in various Grand Lodges. This didn't happen only in California, but also in New Mexico, in the Grand Lodge of New York. Conservatives are being ghettoized by an institution which itself has to do with the very foundation of the United States of America and shouldn't take sides with the Democrat Party. Instead, this is what is happening, unfortunately. So I personally have stopped going in Masonic lodges since I came to the conclusion that here in the United States they have been taken over by Satanists. Here in California, for example, the Ordo Templi Orientis has taken over some of the lodges.
So George Washington's fight to keep the Illuminati taking over Masonry was lost probably right after he died.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have to admit, you're completely right. And that is also what I try to explain in this book, Volume 5 of my Confessions.
I'd love to have you and your wife back and go to dinner with my wife here in Austin, Texas. Leo, come on sooner. I know you're busy. You come on the War Room a lot. Other shows, incredible job, amazing interview. And thank you so much, leozagami.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and let's pray for America. And let's pray for America.
Absolutely. I pray right now. All right, thank you. All right, I got a bunch of breaking news and stuff I haven't covered yet. We'll hit when we come back. Here with Leo Zagami. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Thank you, Leo.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Finally, nothing matters. High noon.
Finally, nothing moves. High noon. Black. Rolling below the asphalt drive, a concrete fascination, scraping the edge of nothing, 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 nothing.
This is Planetary Bombshell, director of COVID-19 vaccine program, says Pfizer injection erases immune system. We already played that in the first and second hour. Now here we are in hour number four. I
got a bunch of clips I want to get to and a bunch of breaking news, but man, I tell you, my job is so easy to prove tyranny now. I just want people motivated to say no to it, because most people are like, give in to tyranny, it'll leave you alone. That's not how this works. The more you give in, the worse it gets. And, you know, a lot of people are going to listen. A lot of folks aren't going to listen. But when folks' back is up against the wall, when their backs are literally shoved up against the wall, when you got that communist firing squad about to kill your ass, or you watch your neighbors get killed, you're going to know there's nothing to do but to fight at that point. I'd rather fight intellectually, economically, culturally, spiritually right now before you got to do it physically. But once the veneer of civilization peels off, that's pretty easy to deal with too, isn't it? I just feel sorry for everybody that's scared to die. Feel really sorry for you. And also feel sorry for all the minions of the system. They're going to be crying for their mommies before it's all over. Let's go ahead and go to a really important report. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is a Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox, they call him, Jew, and he follows the Old Testament. And he's the guy that treated thousands of people and cured them all with hydroxychloroquine. He was the first, a year and a half ago, to first expose it. And here he was with Dr. Joseph Mercola in a two-minute clip, knocking it out of the park, saying, what type of psychopath, what type of sociopath brags about how you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, but he'll have everything? Here it is.
Well, you'd have to be irrational or psychotic, I would think. Either one works.
So let me continue if I can. And then if you look at another scary individual, his name's Klaus Schwab. He's the founder of the World Economic Forum. And people may not know of him, but he's very influential. He wrote the book COVID-19, The Great Reset. That's where the term The Great Reset became so popular. And in 2016, in a French interview, by the way, everything I'm saying is documented and could be seen, and people could come to their own conclusions. Don't make the same mistake and just take my word for it. That's what you've done with the government. Take my words and vet them. Make sure that I'm not psychotic or nuts, and make sure that what I'm saying is in line with truth, and then make your decisions. So in 2016, Klaus Schwab made an announcement that within 10 years, all of humanity will be tagged with an identifier. And then, if you look at the UN 2030 plan, which was crafted by the World Economic Forum, says the following: America will no longer be a superpower. That's the stated agenda. And then my favorite is, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You won't eat any meat. Fossil fuels will be prohibited. There'll be 1 billion refugees, which will have to be integrated into your societies, other stuff like that. So my question is, what kind of sociopath feels entitled to make a statement like, you will own nothing and you will be happy? What entitles this type of individual or group of individuals to think that way? Well, they believe that they're enlightened far beyond the average human and or subhuman. And that is actually going on right now. And the root of it is a war against God.
They believe they're enlightened way beyond the average human or subhuman. He doesn't call us subhuman. He says they call us subhuman. And that's what this is. Ubermenschian. This is where Hitler got his ideas. This is not Hitlerian. Hitler was just one branch of this. And so, let's talk about that. Yeah, the communists take over South Africa. They break it up. They foment racial collapse. Now there's almost no food, no water. Hundreds of thousands on the verge of starvation. Millions have already died in Africa from the lockdowns. And the left is praising this as progress. Here's a clip at the grocery stores now in South Africa, where you wait 2-3 hours to be able to get a few items. Here it is.
Only white members of family can come into the store. Only card payments will be accepted. So please ensure that you have the bank card with you. Only 20 items per basket. Only 15 minutes to shop. shop. No exchange or refund will be allowed. No cashback or withdrawal will be allowed.
So it's all an exercise in tyranny, and if we would stay closed, we'd still be closed like France or Australia. It's because we didn't put up with it in red areas, not that we're perfect, that it got taken off, but they're trying to bring it back. And Dana White did like a 7-8 minute interview on Fox News, and said, oh, you survived the pandemic, thank God you reopened. Look at the real statistics, it's still less than the flu, ladies and gentlemen. But here's Dana White, who is a trailblazer with leadership, getting everything else open from baseball to basketball to you name it, just by saying screw this and being one corporate leader against all the others that bucked the system and got attacked. Now he's making record profits. Now he's successful. That's an example of leadership. Here it is.
Being candidly on the broadcast before and now. Do you worry when you look around this country and you bleed red, white, and blue that we're losing the charge, the energy, the fight to be successful no matter what we do? Are we losing that?
Yeah, I think we are, to be honest with you. I don't know, I've never seen anything like it. It's blowing my mind. But you know what? Everybody that's slowing down, everybody that is afraid or whatever their reason is for not wanting to get back to work, not wanting to run their business, not wanting to get back to normal in full capacity, I'll run you all over. I'll run you over.
Right, and that's no should be the attitude of the 22-year-old to the 32-year-old. If people are going to sit on the sideline, that's an opportunity. No one ever gave you anything.
Absolutely right. There's never been more opportunity out there than there is right now. You know, I keep hearing about restaurants that can't open all the way because they can't get people to come into work. You know, you can't get an Uber because nobody wants to go back and drive Uber. It's a very weird time in this country right now. And, people need to get back to work and things need to get back to normal as soon as possible.
You got the celebrity.
Which is all just common sense. The big box stores, the big internet stores, they don't want you to ever open. They want their competition out. They're the ones that first shut down a year and a half ago. They're now lobbying for things to shut down. In fact, I've got the group that's behind trying to make three-year-olds wear masks. Guess who's behind it? I'll tell you in the next segment. But here's an important clip. Here's Dr. Lena Nguyen, the Chi-Com operative, on CNN saying, mask for all. Here it is.
If there is proof of vaccination and everybody is fully vaccinated, then you can take off your mask. It's time for us to reinstate some of these masking mandates while in the meantime, ideally aiming for proof of vaccination so that we can really boost our vaccination numbers.
They want to put you back to the first trauma of having to put it back on again. They want to keep torturing you. None of it's about your safety. She's the same one that wants forced inoculations. This woman is a monster, and they sit up there with their corporate talking points thinking that you are a complete idiot. When we come back, I've got a bunch of articles I want to hit in the final segment. The Owen Shore with the War Room is coming up today on this live July 21st Wednesday broadcast. Please don't forget we're listener supported. Infowarsstore.com. A lot of sales are about to end. We have X2, the deep earth halogen ionine that's so good for your body, your immune system. It's selling out. But it's still discounted, 40% off, so please support the broadcast.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So much big news breaking here at the end of the transmission. I'm honored to be here, honored to be your host, thankful for all of you tuning in. The fact that you care and you're involved is the main hope this planet's got, because God is shining through you. Well, Senator Rand Paul isn't just calling for criminal investigations of Fauci caught red-handed, lying about gain of function. We played those clips here. But we now have Rand Paul, Fauci, intimidate scientists from contradicting him because he controls all the funding. And I've got a great example of that in a moment.
But he controls all the funding, so people are deathly afraid of him. Researchers will not speak out. Why have there not been other scientists? I get letters from scientists all the time. You can find them. They're very distrustful of what he's saying. They don't think he's making sense. They don't think he's reading the science accurately, but they're afraid to speak out because many of them are university science, and they depend on NIH funds, and to cross him means it's the last money you'll ever get. So, by the way...
Now, I heard earlier a congressional hearing from 6 years ago, Fauci admitting gain of function. We have him at the gain of function conference he put on, promoting gain of function in a moment, perjuring himself before Congress just again yesterday. But first, Rand Paul's right. Look at this Zero Hedge article. Is this why Child Doctors Group suddenly demanded all children under the age of two or over the age of two wear a mask? Is this why the pediatricians said all children over 2 wear a mask? Guess who's funding it? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It is Pfizer, American Academy of Pediatrics, main supporter, Pfizer. Once your children still wearing masks, so they can scare everyone into injecting them with a vaccine that isn't a vaccine that lowers their immunity so that they'll be addicted to Pfizer for life. This is beyond giving people opioids. I'm glad they've indicted companies that, you know, came out with the OxyContin. How about we indict Pfizer and Fauci and Bill Gates, who, of course, sells you the McDonald's food, the Monsanto, the cigarettes. That's all legal and lawful, but pushing poison vaccines is not. I say arrest Bill Gates. So here is Fauci at that gain-of-function conference I was talking about in 2012 that he now says he knows nothing about.
Anyway, so let me just go on about NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research. So let me explain this a little, because whenever this comes out, there's always the pushing back and forth from the press. So like NIH now is going to do dangerous research. No, as a matter of fact, it's exactly the opposite. So a framework has been now established to guide funding decisions on proposed research that might be anticipated to create, transfer, or use enhanced potential pandemic pathogens. The program, everybody has to have a neat little name to it. This is called P3CO. So if you hear about P3CO, it's Potential Pandemic Preparedness Care and Oversight. Now, why is this different from everything else we've been doing? It's different because remember the trouble we used to get in when someone would do an experiment, they would submit it to a journal, and just as it's getting ready to go out, everybody would start scrambling around, should we be publishing, should it not? So we decided to go upstream from that and talk about decisions that are made by government funded. Remember, we have no control over things that are not funded by the government, but in government funded activities to guide the funding decision before you actually do the experiment. I don't think this is going to be foolproof. Things are going to slip through, but I think this is a much better approach than we've had before.
That's right. They cut the scientists and others out so they wouldn't complain about gain of function. So there's another example. They cooked it up. They released it. He said Trump will be challenged by a novel virus by a pandemic in 2017. And yes, they did it. Meanwhile, McCarthy pulls his 5 GOP members from 1-6 committee after Pelosi rejects 2 of his picks because they might actually bring up the Democrats staging most of it. Another one, vast majority of Cape Cod clusters were vaccinated. New big article out. ABC News is reporting on that right there. So Fauci says 99% of the new cases and deaths. Where'd he get that? There's no statistic there. It's out of his rear end. But here it is, the vast majority. Just like they're reporting in Europe and the UK and Canada and the US, the vast majority are vaccinated of people sick, of hospitalized, and of people dying. But don't worry, Fauci, the little liar, gets up there and tells you that that is not the case. Here it is, Fauci, more than 99% of people who died from COVID in June were not vaccinated. You read the whole AP article, nowhere does it say any of that. There's not a link, there's not a fact, and we have all these other studies saying the opposite. Most of the deaths are from the vaccinated. They just call it COVID-19. This is the biggest fraud ever seen by these scammers. And look, I'm really proud of the last 4 hours. I was up till 3:30, 4 in the morning. Well, I was up till about 4. Last time I looked at the clock, it was like 3:47. So I was just so on fire doing all this research, and I kind of ran out of energy the last hour. And I'm exhausted, but I'm going to do an interview with Jason Burma, so it should be all right. No rest for the wicked, as they say. And so that's coming up. But the war room is coming up, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And if I can get a nap for an hour, I want to keep working because I didn't hit the immortal cell lines. Did you know it's admitted they had human-animal clones in the 60s? Did you know it's admitted they found a black lady that got eaten by a cancer? They believe the cells were alien. They call it new species or alien. I got all mainline John Hopkins British Medical Journal. Right here. See this? Overhead shot, please. This is all in the mainline stuff. Henrietta Lacks, without consent, an unknowing miracle worker. Her cells never die of the cancer that killed her. The entire modern medicine is built on her. Talk about slavery. They finally paid her family $600,000, even though they estimate her cells are worth over $1 trillion. The HELA, which is more like an alien. It takes over everything. It's super deadly. What are they putting in the shots? I think you guessed it. Their secret weapon, HELA. You got to go read this. You got to go look this up. You got to find out about immortal cell lines for yourself. It is incredible. Only her and one other person they ever found with cells like this that they told us about. Who knows what they're up to? Point is, we're in a lot of trouble. Admitting to it will get us out of the trouble, I think, if we pray to God and get right with God. But regardless, we didn't stand up for all those unborn babies, so now we're going to get put to the fire. Separately, we've been in the black, in the red this whole year. I want to hire more reporters. I want to do more. We've been doing a lot behind the scenes. We're fighting the globalist hard. I think we've delivered on what we say we're going to do. You've been an awesome audience. You've delivered supporting us and spreading the word and praying for us. I would just encourage listeners to not procrastinate. You've got until Sunday to get 10% off 2020 prices, and they won't be under sale until November. Of high-quality, storable food, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, ready to ship, high-quality, best price you're going to find for quality food, InfoWarsStore.com. It's insurance you can eat. I get those orders in. You've got until Sunday. That sale is going to end. We've got air filters that are discounted right now. They're out of the water filters. They got the air filters with all the particulates and all the wildfires, the rest of it. That's discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got X2 Deep Earth Crystal Pure Iodine Atomic, the missing link. The globalists bombard you with the bad halogen of fluoride, chlorine, and all that. We have the good halogen, nuclear, which means it's atomic. It's not radioactive, but it's in the periodic table. It's pure. We have the atomic iodine in the dripper bottle for 40% off. We got a bunch of other big specials, but look at it. It's got 6,000 plus reviews, 98%, 4.9 stars. It is simply incredible for your immune system, for your libido, for your stamina. When I forget to take this a few times a week under my tongue or in the water, I'm an idiot. It is amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got Free America shirts. We've got Save the Frogs coffee cups and Save the Frogs T-shirts. We've got high-quality Wake Up America coffee from the Chiapas Mountains that some people think is the best out there. I think it tastes great. Super discounted. And we're not against Kyle Rittenhouse and don't want to put gun owners in prison like our Lord and Savior, super right-wing military guy, Black Rifle Coffee Comics. So we're there. We're standing hard. We don't back down. We have a 27-year track record, and we need your support, but more importantly, your prayers and your word of mouth. All right, I'm going to end this four-hour transmission in T-minus 20 seconds, and the great Cup Destroyer, Owen Troyer, will be taking over for the next 3 hours, and look for special reports and more at freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com, and newswars.com. The resistance you built, so I salute and thank you, and great job to the crew. All right, the War Room coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.